Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. We are approaching the end of the year, and let's talk about a Christmas wish list for your face, because if there's any time of year that you can ask for things for yourself, it's this time of the year, and after you've run around doing everything for everybody, it's definitely time to look at yourself, your own face, take inventory of your life. What have you been doing for yourself? What have you been not doing for yourself? And make a little list. Did you know that list makers are 80 to 90% more likely to accomplish the goals on their list? That's right. So I always like to jot down a few pointers and things. I know at the beginning of the year is a great time for me in January to do my healthcare items, because you want to get your high value items like your mammogram, your teeth cleaning, your physical, your blood work, your colonoscopy, everything done in January. Try to meet your deductible early on in the year for medical insurance so you can use it year round. And also, it's just a great reminder, like once a year, beginning of the year, do a full body check. End of the year is a great time to think about how you're going to approach your face better next year and treat yourself to some pampering skincare. That's one great way to do it. Lots of items are on sale or discounted for the holidays, but always remember, when you spend on skincare, you're going to reap major benefits. It's the things you do for your face every day that give you long-term benefit. It's not coming to see us once a year that's going to transform you. You definitely need the maintenance with filler for facial foundation support. You definitely need neurotoxin preventatively to stop repetitive lines and crinkles in the skin. But the everyday skincare is going to transform your skin and give it the nourishment, the vitamins, the building blocks that it needs to thrive. So definitely think about vitamin C in the morning. If you're not on vitamin C, I love vitamin C as a potent antioxidant. Use it twice a day for best results. It's a collagen building block. Definitely accommodate for loss of transepidermal water by adding products that bring moisture into the skin, like hyaluronic serums. I love my Deep Blue Hydration Serum. That one is amazing. I also like to use products that have ceramides, peptides, and niacinamide, for example, like my neck cream and my night cream. Actually, both of those are excellent for drawing water into the skin. And when you place those ceramides and lipids back into the surface of the skin, you'll have less likely evaporation, dehydration, and water loss from the skin. The skin is a living, breathing organism, and you need to nourish it all the time, several times throughout the day, and usually with multiple sequences of product application. I definitely am a fan of layering, and I recommend that you adopt that for your regimen too. So a great regimen would be a glycolic wash to use in the mornings, followed by a hydration serum to add water content to the skin, followed by vitamin C for brightening, then your sunscreen, then your good eye cream. Actually, make that eye cream first, then sunscreen, and then any makeup that you want to put on, as well as a lash product or a hair product. In nighttime, it's kind of the same thing, a glycolic wash, hydration serum, using perhaps more rich moisturizers, especially paying attention to the neck and around the eyes. And then I like vitamin C at night as a collagen building block. I also use my Retin-A every night at bedtime. A pea-sized amount does your whole face, and that is excellent for improving fine lines, wrinkles, improving exfoliation and turnover of the skin. So that is a good basic skincare regimen. If you want to throw in the bells and whistles, make sure you got your neck cream, your eye cream, and a stem cell growth factor serum. And always start with a gentle strength Retin-A. You'll use like a Diamond Line Refine, which is a beginner strength retinol, and then you'll switch up to Rapid Retinol Regenerator, which is my high strength Retin-A. So at the end of the year, taking an inventory of your skincare regimen is so important. Treat yourself now and reap the benefits all year round. Remember, make this a year of taking more time for doing meaningful things, spiritual things, and things that will really improve your outlook. We've had so much stress during COVID, and the stress, the cortisol levels have definitely aged people, I think, 5 years faster than normal. I've seen it in my own face. I have hair loss from, you know, like the stress of COVID, and I am definitely taking note of the fact that time is our most valuable commodity, and investing in your health and your wellness now is going to have large dividends in the future. And those of us who don't invest, who burn, churn and burn and burn out, you will burn out easily and quickly. So I'm going to take time this year to take a better inventory of life and to start pausing. I don't need to accumulate more material wealth and goods and things and items and junk I got to sort through and closets I got to clean out. I just want to have a little more time for introspection, peace, meditation, being someone who gains experiences and relationships and friends, and taking care of myself. So I hope you guys will start with that too on your Christmas wish list. If you're adding lips, cheeks, jawline filler, good for you, girl, go get it. And good for you, guy, go get it. But definitely once you have done that foundation building and the external things that make you feel better, remember to take care of the internal you and push yourself a little. Make yourself read, make yourself digest difficult material, think, write. Zoom content, it's a lot harder to create it, and it's much more rewarding to create it. And listen to your inner voice. There's so much blasted at us on a daily basis that we forget what our own brain wants to think about or say. And you can't have the conversation driven all the time by society and by the media and by marketing. It has to also be your internal message that you allow to come through and resonate and remember who you are and what you're about. So that's very deep and meditative, but that's my message to you at the end of the year, and that's what I'm going to do for myself. I'm kind of, you know, excited for the prospect of a new year. I am excited that we have survived 2020, despite its ups and downs, despite the drastic changes to society. We have resilience, and that is something to be proud of. So that's it for now, guys. Don't forget to take care of yourself. Take inventory on your Christmas wish list. Add some items for your skin and your mental health. Love you and stay beautiful. That's it for now. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces. And my website where you can find all those awesome skincare items is the same. It's beautybydrk.com. Don't forget to follow me on the gram. I'm also on TikTok. If you love our podcast, do me a favor and rank, rate, and review it in the iTunes Apple Store. Send us a screenshot of your amazing review, and we would love to send you a deluxe size sample of our skincare. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.